Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning, hour two of the program. Episode number 50 of the Rod Peterson Show. We are in the bunker for another day in Western Canada, but not a sunny one. Another rainy one here in the prairies. It's been fantastic. If you missed hour one, Scott MacArthur was with us from Fan 590 Toronto, talking a little Jays. Just wrapped up with Weston Dressler. If you're listening to the podcast and you started on hour two, you're going to want to go back to hour one. Weston Dressler was great from Bismarck, North Dakota. We've been recapping, not as much as I'd like, however, week nine in the CFL, which I feel is very weird. CFL imposed the new weather protocol and called the Riders Alouettes game with a couple minutes to go in the third quarter. Riders went on to win 17-10. What I think was weird is that Winnipeg beat Calgary 26-24 and Bomber fans were mad. Their team won. Figure that one out. And in Calgary,
Saskatchewan-ish.
Very Saskatchewanish, exactly. And I'm in Calgary all weekend for a family reunion, and of the people that we're talking about, the Stampeders, they're like, we lost, we'll be fine. Bo's coming back. So they didn't take the loss that bad at all. Worst game of the week, Edmonton beat Ottawa 16-12, but Edmonton did still win. I'm telling you, they're the sneaky, under-the-radar team. In 2019, the Edmonton Eskimos. And, of course, the game of the week was Hamilton beating BC 35-34. Last-minute comeback by the Ticats. Watched that one as well. And, unfortunately, BC just didn't deserve to win it. We're all pulling for them, I think, but they imploded. Sean Lemon is a BC Lion again. Stop if you've heard this before. Sean Lemon traded this morning from the Toronto Argonauts to the BC Lions. And did I say 14th team in the last 8 years?
Yes.
14th team in the last 8 years for Sean Lemon, who I don't have any problems with. I like the guy. He's been great to me. But for some reason, he gets shown the door quite often. So these are some of the things that we're talking about today. Pleased to welcome to the bunker Hall of Fame writer Andrew Green. And as he doesn't mind me pointing out, former Miami Dolphin, Seattle Seahawk, Jacksonville Jaguar, Bomber, Argo, and Ryder. How are you? 14 teams in 3 years. No.
3 years. 16 years.
How you doing, Drew?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it. Is this close enough?
It's great. It's perfect.
All right.
Are we going to continue the discussion that we talked to? You are a Facebook guy.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Yeah.
How did you know about this show?
Exactly. How did I know about this show? He didn't even tell me about this show.
It was a secret for a while.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even want me on the show, man.
Yeah, well, we were at a pool party at a booze house a couple weeks ago. This is where it all started.
I heard from this guy.
This is my pool party. It's just this show.
Can we put a dinghy down here in the front?
Let's close
and have a pool party. Can we do that? Abu throws the best pool parties.
Yeah.
Let's talk business first, Drew, and then we'll roll on. The real reason why you're here. How's that going?
Oh, everything is going pretty well. You know, I'm involved with a couple of things, obviously. Are we talking about work? Are we talking about the shindig?
Green and Blue Shindig, which is the Saturday of August long weekend, Labor Day weekend. No, sorry, yeah, Labor Day weekend, not August long, when the Bombers are in town. Andrew Green and Adam Big Hill are throwing an event to raise awareness for radon gas and the dangers of it.
Exactly, exactly.
I was listening
seen
to you.
This, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, this is the poster here, the Green and Blue Shindig, on October 31st.
September 31st. August 31st.
What did I say? October?
You said October, yeah.
I did. I meant August,
not Halloween.
Yeah, no, it's not. August 31st. Sorry, it's the day before Labor Day. And it's to promote, yes, definitely, radon awareness, radon gas in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, right? Not too many people understand what radon is. It's an invisible gas that you can't smell or taste. It's the number two cause of cancer, lung cancer. And Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta as well, it's also a hot spot for basically off of comes right out of the ground from the uranium and the contents that are in the soil comes right into your home. And yeah, it's a deadly gas. From what I've learned, it was I guess the world standard is 100 becquerels, and in Canada it's 200 becquerels, and I was told that it's approximately 15 cigarettes a day, 15 becquerels is. So, you know, if you're just, you know, especially if you have young kids, babies and stuff in your homes.
Smoking
and
a pack a day?
Pack a day and not even knowing.
And
right?
The ground, you know, is killing people. It's killing people. And Manitoba too, right? Yeah. That's why you've got Big Hill involved.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, the Saskatchewan Lung Association, they approached myself and Adam in Manitoba as well. To launch this project, you know, to help, you know, raise the awareness of radon in the province, right? It is a deadly gas. It's a silent killer, and so Adam and I is actually taking it on and to help spread that awareness.
So it's a hot stove event, August 31st, Saturday, at the AGT Lounge at Mosaic Stadium, and you're selling tickets for it. Yeah. Do you know how it's going, by the way?
You know, so far, no, I actually don't. You know, it's all being done through the Lung Association there. I suggest to come on out. It's going to be a pretty big event, right? We're expecting a lot of people here from
Looks like you're going to fight
Winnipeg.
Him.
You know what? We are that close, man. you don't get within 3 feet of me would actually put my hand around your throat, you know. You know, we're that close, you know. But definitely want people to know their number, right? The campaign, you know, we're gonna run I guess monthly draws. I think it's weekly or monthly draws. Once people order their test kit, they got to go to radon.ca and order their test kits, and you'll be able to enter into a draw. And at the end of the day, there will be around Grey Cup. There's going to be a prize, I think, given away to a bigger
great
prize.
Well, I think the best way to go about getting tickets for this is through the Saskatchewan Lung Association.
Yes,
just
definitely.
Look up their number, Google it now, or Yellow Pages, whatever you want to do, and get down there.
Radon.ca.
All right.
TackleRadon.ca.
Andrew, you're a smart guy. You follow the CFL pretty quick. Before I get into your NFL stories, which is what I love chatting with you the most about, because he played for Jimmy Johnson and Don Shula with the Dolphins. But they call in the game early the other night. Were you watching? What was your take on the new rule?
Yeah, I should have waited. I could have waited a little bit, you know, but whatever.
What's the longest you ever waited during a game?
You know, I don't know. It's, you know, after an hour, I would say, you know, you sit around for a while. I don't know. I really don't care, to tell you the truth, you know, but I know some people are angry. You know, you sit around and halftime. You know, it does, after a while, you're playing the game. You know, you would like to finish it out. You know, sometimes I figure just play through the rain, you know, yeah, I guess lightning and everything like that. But to call the game, move on. It's just one game.
Yeah. But if you were the Alouettes and you were down only 7 points and there's a lot of football game left, like, they're upset. I don't know if you saw Kahari Jones after the game at his news conference saying, we're frustrated. You saw it, Abu. You're nodding. Just imagine you're them.
Well, that's the thing.
Either one of you.
I can't believe there hasn't been more of an uprise from them. We're not hearing more of an uprise.
What are you going to do, though?
That's the rule.
That's exactly. Why you haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what are you going to do? That's the thing, right?
That's
it's the rule of the rule, right? I mean, you can sit there and cry and complain about it. Yeah, change it for next year. Or are they going to change it for...
Probably won't.
Yeah. Maybe they might. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe 60 minutes is probably too short.
See, what happens if it's the second quarter or, you know, third minute? Like, it's only 9 minutes into the, what is it, halfway through the third
7:30.
Quarter? 7:30. What if it's 7 minutes in, you know?
There needs to be some exception.
Do they run out on the field and play 30 seconds and then they call it again? You'd hope so. That's what I wanted to talk about Darren about. It has nothing to do with the Players Association. Well, I want overtime for playing overtime. No.
Some will say it, of course.
No,
but
what it has to do with money, and they've already sold that time slot. So if they go into an hour, well, you're still kind of into an episode of, you know, after every sports game, there's always like an old Seinfeld or something that they're going to eat into anyways. But that time slot's already been sold after an hour. Now they're getting into someone
else's. Oh, it's muddling up television and all that.
Money.
By you, I want to go on record again because I said it off the top of the show. I'll say it now. I don't have a problem with what happened. They put in this rule. It was evoked Friday night. They used the rule. We move on. It's in the book. They didn't make it up on the spot. I don't know how things work in the CFL office, but I don't think they're sitting around on a Monday morning around the boardroom downtown Toronto going, man, we really screwed up on that
but
one.
Rod,
I don't think they are.
They wouldn't have called this game if it was... If it was only 10 minutes, if it was 5 minutes into the third quarter, they would have sat longer.
The last game they had here at the Riders, when they called, they put everybody on the stadium there. It was right before halftime.
Right,
like 1 minute left. They could have waited and played at halftime.
Yeah,
they went back out and did it. You know, how long was that delay for? I don't know.
2 hours was it not?
Because it wasn't at right. So then that's why I think if you're just be honest. If you're saying that we're doing it for the safety of the players or
which they never do.
You have to make
the same decision
in the fourth quarter as the second quarter. And that was a great example. We waited 2 hours to play the second. I was at home, by the way, because I don't wait 2 hours.
I wasn't going
to
leave. Either. Yeah.
You got to make the same decisions. Call it what it is. We've sold the time slot. You know what?
I think
if they called it before halftime, they'd have to call
it. I would call it that. There's always a lot of political
crap. They'd have to play the game again. Call everyone back. Fly the teams in. Extra hotels. You got to get that game finalized that day, period. Period, period, period.
Or call it.
You can't call it.
In the Ryder instance? Yeah, you're waiting all day.
At the end of the day, you're in second place because you're a half a game out of the first place because of that game that you didn't play. No. They're going to play the game. And it's a money thing. It's always a money thing by the league and looking at Darren over
there.
It's
always the business guys.
Players, you know what football players want to do? I've already told you. Play football.
It is money. It's always money.
Overtime.
Thing.
They love playing overtime. That's better, you know? I love playing in the rain. Let's play football.
We're going to pause. By the way, we will get into the NFL stories with Andrew Green. I looked up the NFL's weather policy, their protocol in an incident like this, and there's like 11 different sections in it, and they all say, go ask the commissioner. Like, literally, it's on the commissioner. They don't have a protocol. What I could see from the National Football League, I like the fact the CFL has a rule. And it happened to be invoked Friday night, and it worked.
That's some money.
Kerry Joseph coming up on the program on this Monday morning. We do need to pause. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back. You pay what we pay.
Eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Get Costco pricing on this new 2019 GMC Sierra 4x4. It's just $39,645 plus tax or just $256 bi-weekly. Or get Costco pricing on this new 2019 Buick Encore. It's only $27,098 plus tax. That's just $93 a week.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program. Monday morning and a sports update for you for Ballers Rec Room. Rogers Cup champions Bianca Andreescu and Rafael Nadal have decided to take a break this week after capturing titles on Sunday. They both withdrew from the Western and Southern Open late last night. They are expected to return to action at the U.S. Open, the season's final Grand Slam in 2 weeks in New York. But they won Canada's Rogers Cup Sunday. In the case of Bianca, by default, Serena Williams pulling out because of, they said she retired.
You don't need to bad back by it. They won.
That's just, it's the news, Abu.
She won.
Blue Jays, Neil Ramirez will be the opener. That's like the Riders won. Do you want to put an asterisk behind that?
No, they won.
They called the game early because of rain, but... Anyways,
but they only scored touchdowns. So
Blue Jays Neil Ramirez will be the opener to start the series against the Texas Rangers tonight in the Rogers Center. Over parts of the six seasons in the majors, the 30-year-old righty has posted a 4.41 ERA with 205 strikeouts. Get to know your new Toronto Blue Jays, everybody. They're home to the Texas Rangers tonight. And that is your Monday sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Mike Abumeshrick, Andrew Green in studio with me. We're bringing in on video chat this morning from the Southern United States, the next Rider Hall of Famer, the great Kerry Joseph, joining us this morning. How you doing, KJ?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, these two guys, big reason why you're in the Hall of Fame, wouldn't you say? Mike Abumeshrick and Andrew Green. As you get ready for the plaza, I'm sure you'd agree, Kerry, it's a team induction for guys that go into halls of Fame.
It is. It's truly a team induction. You know, those two guys sitting right there kept me standing upright. So I'm truly grateful for them. And I can't wait to see those guys in the next week. And it's truly a blessing to be going into the plaza. But I'm so grateful for the guys that I had around me, because without them, it wouldn't be possible.
I'm sure these guys have questions for you.
Well said.
I'll fire. Yeah, well said, Drew. Just when you got the call to the hall, Kerry, I'm sure you're just grinning like crazy. What was that like?
You know what? It was special. I was actually, when I got the call, I was actually in a job interview, interviewing for a receiver job. And after I got back in the car, me and my wife, I checked my voicemail and I returned the phone call. And when we heard it, my wife actually threw the phone up in the air and we both actually kind of shedded some tears and joy. And it was just awesome when I found out about it.
There's a lot of things that come to my mind when I think of you, but one is that turf at Sky Dome, Rogers Center, 2007, when you had tears flooding down your cheeks that day too. Same as Darian, 2013 here. What was going through your mind that you were so overcome with emotion after that game?
You know, as a player, you dedicate yourself to the game so much, and you want to be one of the greats to do it. And you put the time and the effort in. And when you can finally get it done to win a championship, I mean, your emotions just come out. And that was just one of those moments that I've been through so much. I've played multiple positions. And to finally be able to hoist that trophy up, and not only just for me, for my teammates, you know, to be able to we grind every day. And, you know, I got to Saskatchewan in 2006. Just the guys, the fellas, the camaraderie that we've built. Your emotions just come out. You know, you play the game to win, and you know it's hard to get to that point. So when you get there, I'm just a person that I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and they just came out after that victory.
What do you guys got for KJ?
Yeah, I got lots. That's my dude, man. I tell my kids are gonna hear stories about Kerry Joseph. They're gonna think you're 20 foot tall, bulletproof, and all that other thing. Speaking of 245 pounds worth of Kerry Joseph. How about that first day in Ottawa? And you talk about the grind and how tough it was to get here. I remember the first day you showed up in the Ottawa locker room, and they said, "That's your new quarterback." And I'm looking around at this linebacker. And you were about 240 coming in there? What was your journey up until that point?
I was about 230. You know, I just came from playing safety with the Seattle Seahawks. And I actually had set out a year. I was coaching high school football. And when I got a chance to come to Ottawa, you know, it was a dream for me to get back to playing the quarterback position. And when I walked in there and saw you guys, it was just like, you know, Eric Tillman said, take your time. It's going to take you a little bit of time to get back on your feet. But for me, mentally, I didn't have a lot of time. I needed to do it now. So I came in with that mentality and that work ethic that, hey, we got to try to win, and we got to try to win now. And I wanted to be the starting guy.
Hey, you know, I know a lot of people don't realize this, but Kerry and I, we were together in Seattle. And he was 240 as a safety in Seattle, right?
And hey, then, I got a problem with y'all. Jim, we got to talk about that 240, both of you guys.
I would say 250 coming up there with that.
We're going to take care of that when I get there. So I didn't mean to cut you off.
250.
You're pushing 240 now.
Yeah, no, not quite. I'm trying to get there. I'm about 40 pounds away, but
trying to get there.
But yeah, I just want to. I know you're being celebrated for being a rider, but I mean the journey came in Ottawa, and I'd gone by then, but it really was a team. Actually, Tillman came in and talked to the offensive line because we were a tight-knit group in Ottawa about you and said this guy is the real deal. And we just got to be patient. And I'll never forget that that year we had. But I had gone by the time. But that quest for 1,000 yards as a quarterback, I mean, your name's going to go down on that. In, what was it, 2006, 2005? But 2005. I wanted that. We want Val, George, those boys wanted it as much as anybody. Maybe just talk about that, how hard it was to get.
You know what, That was a special moment. You know, you never go in looking to accomplish just individual goals. But I, at that point, in that point in the season, you know, with Coach Pau-Pau being fired before that game, the guys up front, you know, Val, those guys wanted me to get that record so badly. You know, I think I needed like 50-something yards in that last game to make that quest. And they really pushed Coach to make sure I got that record. And it was a great celebration just for us overall as a team. And, you know, to go down as the third quarterback in CFL history to throw for over 4,000 and rush for 1,000. I'm so grateful for those guys, so those men up front, because, like I said, none of that could be done without the guys around me. You know, people, I can sit here and try to take all the credit if I wanted to, but I can't. And, you know, you guys know that you guys been around me. It's never been about KJ. It's been about us and being good collectively.
Well, you did that on a broken leg or something like that, the last 5 yards on a
ankle
sprain or something. Yeah.
I told my PCL. There.
It's not about KJ.
So there, Abu, we didn't bring him on to talk about Renegades memories. Not teasing, of course, his record. But KJ, the 2007 Grey Cup, I just want to ask you about that particular game. It's not going down in the hit. They're not showing it on ESPN Classics much. It wasn't a shootout the lights affair. And you had an undermanned receiving group going into that game and a running back with a broken foot. And you guys pulled it off. What do you remember about that Sunday in Toronto in 2007?
Hey, man, that sounds like a lot of excuses.
Wow, you guys are the ultimate one. Our quarterback was hurt.
Hey. Go ahead, Kerry.
You know what?
I ain't going to steal your thunder, big dog. It's all you.
Nah, hey, trust me. Sometimes things fall in your lap. You got to have some luck to win, too, now. That you do. But I remember that day, you know what, just going into that stadium, just seeing a sea of green, the fans, mm-hmm. and just the energy that was in that stadium that Sunday afternoon. To be honest with you, I had too much hype. You know, I had to really settle myself down and try to get going because I didn't have one of my best games throwing the football. But I think as a team collectively going in there, Kent had us ready to roll. And we knew that it was going to take all three phases to win that ball game. And you see defense played a big part, you know, with J.J. with those picks, with those interceptions. It truly was a collective team victory for us. But I think things just kind of lined up for us, you know, and it's unfortunate that Winnipeg lost Kevin. But, hey, you still got to play the game, baby.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm going to talk about the other side of that coin as well, too. And that you mentioned, you know, not too many people get the other side of that. But like you said, you're walking, you know, you're walking there and you saw a sea of green, right? And then all y'all know that I played there for a long time. Right, you know, and it hurt me to
Andrew was on the Bombers, for those that don't know, that afternoon.
Well, we all know, but not
everybody knows, yeah. So continue. Yeah.
You know, I mean, for me, it was like who I was facing, I'm going against all of my old boys, you know, like my old family, you know, I mean, Carrie, you know, everyone, you know. Actually, we swapped spots, Boo and I, right? So, you know, that was, and so even in practice, I said, you guys don't realize it, but Saskatchewan is going to show up at the stadium. So when you talk about a sea of green, and I'm talking, we could not hear nothing in the huddle. We were this close, right? That close, couldn't hear nothing in the huddle, right? So, you know, Saskatchewan showed up. You guys showed up. You guys balled, right? You know, and we all knew it was going to take everything to come out, and you guys are going to bring everything in. You know, and, you know, we went out there and we fought a really, really good game, right? And you guys won. It was very emotional. It was definitely a very emotional game, right? You know, and congrats to you, man. And, yeah, everything you got, you deserve, bro.
You know, I appreciate it. I had a promise to fulfill going into that game, and that promise was to Fred Perry. After we lost in 2006 in B.C., I promised him, I said, we're going to come back, and we're going to come back to Vancouver, and we're going to beat them, and we're going to go win the Grey Cup. That promise, I took that into the offseason, going before the 2007 season. Mm. And just that whole year, I remember telling my teammate that we was going to get this done. And I had to be a man of my word and do everything I possibly could to help us get there. And at the end of the day, I remember looking at Fred and said, hey, I told you we was going to come and we're coming to get it done. And just those memories right there that you share with your teammates, it's a lifelong memory.
Kerry, if it's a secret, don't say it, but have you decided who's inducting you next week at Plaza of Honor? And, you know, what are you looking forward to the most coming up here for that?
I don't know if they're putting it out there in the public or not. It's not a secret from me. I don't mind saying it. It's. I'm just going to say it like this. I'll put this here. It's going to be a former Rider quarterback.
Ooh. I like it. That's good.
Yeah, and he's a former Rider quarterback, and he's a former teammate, and I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, sounds good, Kerry. And I guess for those that won't be at Mosaic Stadium that night, can you give us an update on the life of Kerry Joseph right now? Looks like things are going great.
Things are going great. Right now, I'm the running back coach at Southeastern Louisiana University. It's like about an hour north of New Orleans. This is my first year here. I'm in my fourth year of coaching college football here in the United States, and things are going well. I'm just trying to, you know, pass the knowledge and the everything that I have. Just give it to these young men and teaching them not only how to be good football players, but be good students and how to grow up to be a man.
Well, you certainly know the road to that. Kerry, thanks for the time today, and we'll see you when you get up here next week. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Finally, Kerry Joseph going into the Plaza of Honor. They are bending the rules, they say.
Second guy to bend the rules.
The second guy. Well, there's a few more. You're supposed to have played 3 years. He played two, but he did a lot in those 2 years.
He's the only one that won the MOP. How about that?
Since Lancaster.
Of course.
We will pause. It's the Rod Peterson Show this morning on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets,
shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on a Monday morning. This has just been fantastic. Kickoff to our Plaza Week. Neil Hughes will be in the Plaza coming up. He'll be in the Plaza next week. He'll be in the bunker this week. What else? We were talking about the Sean Lemon trade. That happened. Some news this morning from the CFL. The Argos dealing defensive end Sean Lemon to the BC Lions in exchange for lineman Davin Coleman and a 2020 draft choice. We will get to that NFL talk, as I mentioned, plus fantasy. Regina Red Sox at Swift Current tonight. They can close out the WNBL East final with a win. Should they lose, back in Regina for game three tomorrow night at Curry Field. We have had on today Weston Dressler, Kerry Joseph, but in this Hall of Fame vein, Andrew Green is here, former CFL Lineman of the Year. He's got all the rings to prove it, too. And I know you want to get into, what are you?
No,
shaking your
you're
head.
Saying Hall of Fame Day. I've got.
You'll be no in Hall some. You're in the Western Hall of Fame, University of Western Ontario. Isn't that not enough for you?
No, I'm not. Actually, the only time in Western's 137 year history,
your team's in
they
it.
Didn't give out an award to the Western senior lineman or the senior player on the team. My year,
but you're over it.
They don't have a Western Hall of Fame.
I thought you went into your own Hall of Fame. Well, you're in my, you're in our Hall of Fame.
He's got one in his basement.
Yeah, he actually does.
He's got his Hall of Fame, Michael Boo wall.
It is right next to Jerry.
So, indulge me for 1 second.
I got one too, don't worry.
07 Grey Cup. Brennan Tamman tells some great stories. He was the GM of the Bombers that year, as you guys know, and Andrew was on that team. And I remember him saying, walking out of the tunnel with Doug Barry, looking up into the crowd at Skydome. I think it was 90% green, and Brendan turned to Doug Barry and said, I guess we're the road team today, which you were.
We were.
Right? You were fighting Canada's team. Folks, yeah. That's where the saying comes from. Don't get a bee in your bonnet. It's just true. But Drew played for Don Shula at Miami, and Jimmy Johnson played with Dan Marino. And I ask you about Doug Barry. Who's more cantankerous, Doug Barry
or Jimmy Johnson, because you weren't a Jimmy Johnson fan. Can we say that on the air today?
I'm not a fan. He's a good coach.
You guys didn't click.
I don't like the way he did me in business, but that's over now. I've gotten past
it. Idiot jerks like me that keep bringing it up.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good. It's all past in history. I didn't like dealing with Jimmy at all when I was when he was there. Another person,
Well, how much?
He was an ass. Can I curse on here? No, it's no curse.
You can actually say whatever you want. I just don't advise it.
Oh, okay, I don't want to. Just in case it may drop out.
How much dealings does an offensive lineman, and Abu, you can chime in here too, have with your head coach? You said you weren't the biggest Doug Berry fan in Winnipeg, but Drew was.
Yeah. Well, it depends if it's an offense or a defensive coach. You might never talk to your head coach all year. Doug Bear is an offensive coach. When I was in Winnipeg with him, and he was, I guess I was the offensive line leader, so I had quite a bit of contact with him. And he's just, I could have done without it.
I had no problem with him. I actually got along with him. I think, he never yelled at me at all. I don't know.
Well, you didn't get 35 yards and penalties on one play and seven penalties in a game and offsides four times. In a quarter.
Maybe don't grab them when they go by.
That's the only thing I could do. Grab or trip.
By the neck, you know, grab or trip. You know?
I don't know. I guess when you get guys out of their element. When Doug Berry was here, I wasn't his biggest fan, but then he showed up at a Ryder camp in Florida just to watch on the sidelines, and he was like Mr. Rogers. He was like Mr. Dress-Up. He was the greatest guy, but I guess when you're in the middle of the war.
I've heard him curse out some people and yelling and screaming. And so he tried to scream at me one time for jumping outside, coming off the field. I kind of looked at him and was like, that was it. That was the end of that.
Tom Halleck writing in from Winnipeg this morning. We've got a lot of viewers in Winnipeg today. Tom says, I should have done up a shirt for that 07 Grey Cup game. The few, the proud, the blue. Yep. And maybe we should go there with the rest of the time we have with you guys. Is Winnipeg going to the Grey Cup this year? I mean, Eddie Steele came on here a couple weeks ago and just gashed the Bombers. Said, I don't believe in Matt Nichols. Don't believe in this team. They're overrated. They want to kill Eddie Steele, which is his hometown. I don't know. It might be a four-horse race to win the West. Edmonton, Calgary, the Riders are in it.
What does Winnipeg have to do? What does Nichols have to do to? He's the guy that beat out Mike Riley in Edmonton.
I'm sold on him.
There would be no Mike Riley if Nichols didn't get hurt in training camp in Edmonton a while ago.
This guy's the real deal.
He throws to the open guy.
I think that's what's going to probably fuel him.
That's what's actually, I think, fueling him this year is the fact that he hasn't got that respect too. Everyone wants that respect, but I think he's the guy. He's doing really well. I mean, he has one bad game.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's garbage.
Come on.
And that's his own fans.
Well, that's
why don't they like him?
Very Winnipegish.
Why don't they like him?
Well, I don't know.
He must be doing something in Winnipeg.
He turns around and hands the ball off. That's probably the best thing about him. And then when he has the ball in his hands, he throws to the open.
Yeah, he's doing it. I think they should give him his props. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they got a really good running back there too. Their whole line is out. They got everything. They got a good team, man.
So tell me why they're going to lose.
They got a good team.
Tell me how they're going to lose. Other than
if they got to compete.
Right, for sure. But if they compete, they should. I think the team to beat is Winnipeg. Calgary is second in my conversation now. But I think if there is two horses, it's them right now. It's those two teams. And I don't even think anyone's worth talking about.
You count Edmonton out?
Oh, so long ago.
Why?
Why? I don't like the idea of.
Is it because it's Bo is back? That's why you.
No, new quarterback, new team. I always said I actually thought Edmonton was gonna finish fourth this year. So
really?
Well, I'm not sold on the quarterback and in a new situation and all that. I'm proven to be wrong.
So you're saying you expect the BC to be this year? They are where they are supposed to be. That's what you said.
Those were the two.
That's what you
were saying? Yeah.
Is that what he said? Is that what he's been saying the whole time? I don't know.
Wait till the end of the year, and then I might change my mind. But
By the way, I haven't had you guys together on this show ever and haven't chatted with you both in some time. What about the Riders and Cody Fajardo? Now we're hearing there's XFL interest in Cody Fajardo, and there's NFL interest in Cody Fajardo, and he's going to be a free agent this offseason. He's 6'2", 215. He's got NFL dimensions.
When you get your chance, you have to recognize that that's your chance, and you got to keep it, you know. He's not an NFL, he's not an American football quarterback. He's not, you know, 6 foot six and tall pocket presence. He's not that.
Well, that's he's not why Tom he's, Brady, but Russell Wilson isn't either.
No, but that's why he's in the CFL. Is because he doesn't have a gun of an arm.
He's found a nice little pocket here right now. And, you know, as far as top quarterbacks that are in this league, right, and for starting quarterbacks, I think he's kind of squeezed himself in there. Right now, you know, there is, you know what I mean? So he needs to build on that, you know what I mean? And become one of those stabilized quarterbacks in this league and on this team. He's got a team here and he should hold it and keep it and build and do something with it. Right. You know, XFL, da, 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 da. You're learning something new, different now. He needs to stick with this and focus on that right now. That's too much. How much more money is he going to make either?
Less, probably.
you know what I mean? So what's the point, right? You know, so, you know, he's got a team here now. As far as top quarterbacks that are in this league, there isn't that many, right? And now as I said, he's just squeezed himself into that.
That's what he should do. If I was him,
I would hope somebody's given me that type of advice and he would listen. Right? And because there's times you have to listen. You got to listen to all the noise that are around you. And make sense. Yeah, you're going to do what you want to do and, you know, do what's best for you, but you know, that's one of the reasons I'm sitting here is that with all the noise that I heard, I listened to some of the things that someone has said to me along my journey, which actually guided me to where I'm at today, right? So I think that's something that, you know, even if I'm hearing it from me or other people, that's what he should do.
Who do you credit for that?
For what?
Giving you the good advice.
Oh, geez, I have many people along my journey that gave me. It started off with my high school coach, John Martini. You know, he just the fact that him and you know, he just saw the talent in me, you know, that I was able to do something and kind of guide me in that direction. When I was in the Argonauts training camp, I remember coming back and talking to Chris Schultz, right? Dunnigan was the quarterback on the team at the time too. Those guys, you know, I was in high school in Argonauts training camp and out there in Toronto. And, you know, it was one day, you know, after practice and training camp, we're all sitting around the locker room. You know, we're getting to know each other. The rookies are talking about after hazing them all year. You know, they're like, oh, where are you from? You know, where are you from? One guy, 5 years in Ottawa, you know, 3 years Winnipeg or Hamilton or wherever the hell they were, Slip Your Rock or whatever. I said, where are you from? I said, Pickering. I go, there's no college in Pickering. They didn't realize I was coming out of high school, right? And they were saying, shit, you're going to make,
you know, you're good.
Yeah. So you're going to make the team, right? You know, and so the advice they said, they go, look, well, don't you have any schools looking at you in the States? So I was like, yeah, I do, you know, and I didn't want to go to school. I'm not coming out of high school. I'm like, going straight from high school to the league. That's you know what we're thinking, right?
Why not?
Right, I'm going to high school, I'm going to get straight, pay the league, and you know, I didn't want to go to school. I'm done with school. Wasn't that great at it anyway. Right? Anyway, so they were like, well, look, you know, you're not going to make that much money. You might make 50 a year. You know, it may get your knee blown out maybe this year, next year. You never know before you're done. They go, they said, you know, go back. They said, sneak, go get out of here. Don't take any money. Send your tapes off, right? They said, send your tapes off. Go to school down there, right? Get you some really good coaching. Get a chance at the NFL. Make you a mil, right, or something, and see where that goes. He goes, at the end of the day, you could always come back here, right? And that right there, that was the best advice I've taken. Me and my buddy, we went back to the room, 2:30 in the morning, 12:30, we're all scared, you know, in the room. You know, like, geez, what are we going to do? You know, we packed up. They came and checked in the bed. We're in bed. Yeah, we're in bed, you know. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, we jumped up, you know, snuck down the stairwell, right? You know,
This is where the bad advice comes in, people.
Well, this is a Waterloo. This is a Waterloo, straight out of high school.
Yeah. No, continue.
No, it's all right. You wouldn't be able to. I would have taken a check. It would have been done, right? So we snuck out, right? Throwing the car, you know, we're in the parking lot, driving out, scared as hell. I picked up the drawbridge. We drove underneath that thing all the way from Waterloo straight back to Pickering, went back, sent my tapes off. I took my first visit, you know, it was my first visit. It was the best time. It was the only one I took. Indiana University. I didn't know what I was doing, but I had a great time. Before you know it, I got a scholarship there, and I'm here. All right? So...
I thought that was another story of sneaking out of the hotel in the middle of the night.
No. That was just a sneak out of the hotel for me to...
Get home.
Yeah, to get out of there, right? Yeah. I didn't know. It's professional camp. Grown men around me, man. I was, you know, coming straight out of high school. You know,
and you're probably beating them.
Well, I was actually, as I said, I was actually doing pretty good.
To use your term, womping their ass.
I wouldn't say womping. I was still learning. I got worked a couple of times. I think that was the only time I ever got pancaked.
Yeah, you can't play. No matter who you are, you can't play high school. You can't play with grown men.
Hey, it's grown men, man. Even in grown men coming out of high school. It's a whole nother level.
Yeah. We do have to pause and get into overtime with DuPont. So one more thing for the green and blue shindig, if you don't mind mentioning that, on Saturday, August 31st.
Yeah, August 31st. Come on out and enjoy. It's in the AGT Lounge at the stadium. It's $60 a ticket. It's a really, really nice venue. And I don't think many people got a chance to actually visit the AGT Lounge, right? So, as I said, it's AGT Lounge at Mosaic Stadium, August 31st. Come on out and support the Tackle Radon launch, Green and Blue Shindig. And also get your home tested for radon as well, too. We're starting to launch off in September. It's usually time when people keep their doors closed and the gas get to build up in their house and everything like that. So that's why we're launching it off in September here and kicking it off there. And check out tackleradon.ca to get your kit. And just look forward to Facebook posting and Instagram and everything else and the advertising coming out.
And you get your tickets at the Saskatchewan Lung Association office. And lastly, for Scott in Saskatoon, who's one of our biggest supporters, he had a question. Who's the toughest D lineman either of you faced that you had the biggest problem with? Quickly.
I'm going to go Doug Brown because he was so long. We've already talked. He was so long, you couldn't get your hands on him. The only way to play him was to fight him.
Doug Brown, and for you?
Yeah. You know, I'll put Doug up in there as well, too, as far as Canadian. There was a guy named Johnny Scott, if you guys remember.
That's
Johnny Scott
guy,
back in the game.
Joe Fleming.
Yeah. Nah, Joe, I handled Joe. Joe was light.
Yeah, that jump
swim. There
you go. Like I used to love that jump swim. Every time I caught him in the air, every time. Right? But thanks. Johnny Scott was a beast. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. DuPont in next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify. It's a preview.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, we're back for the overtime segment. I'm just getting everybody's attention here.
Quiet, everybody. Did.
It's crazy in here.
It is.
It's bonkers in here today. What's everybody saying here about Mondays? They hate Mondays, but this show's perking them up, something like that. That clearly is the hidden message in the ticker from Clark. You got me. Monday morning sports update. Canadian Bianca Andreescu moved up to a career best number 14 on the WTA rankings. Sunday, the Mississauga player captured the Rogers Cup when American Serena Williams retired after 4 games. This is tennis speak, I guess, eh?
Mm-hmm.
She pulled out. She had a bad back. Andreescu won by default. Why can't they just say it like that? It's what it is.
I know.
Rafael Nadal won his 5th Rogers Cup men's title yesterday in Montreal. So you were there all week.
Yes.
And then you had to leave before the final.
I know, right?
But it's like being there for a Grey Cup week and then missing the game, which I normally
do. I was going to say, isn't that what you
do? I do that all the time, yeah.
You know, it's expensive to go to tennis, but it was great. We went early in the week. We got to see all the stars, so that was cool.
Wonderful city, Montreal.
Oh, amazing.
We have big viewership in Montreal, by the way. Big viewership in Montreal. The Toronto Blue Jays open a 3-game series with the Texas Rangers at Rogers Center tonight. Righty Neil Ramirez goes to the mound for Toronto. The Jays have split their last 10 games, while Texas is 1-4 in its last 5. Scott MacArthur was with us from Sportsnet back in hour 1 for a great Blue Jays chat.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he's kind of getting on board.
Yep.
As am I with the Canada's blue team. We have a trade. This morning in the CFL, the Toronto Argonauts sent defensive end Sean Lemon to the BC Lions for defensive tackle Davin Coleman and a conditional 2020 8th-round pick. Lemon had a sack in 4 games with Toronto this season, but had 13 sacks in 10 sacks in 13 games with the BC Lions last year. So he just goes back and forth. I'm sure he's got a home in both cities.
Yeah. You talked about, you know, 14 seasons or 14 teams in 8 seasons for Sean Lemon.
It's on his Wikipedia.
Amazing. How many guys have just been like cast aside and done, but yet he still has value, or teams still think he has value to keep him around? And, you know, that could have been a poll question today too. You know, your favorite journeyman in sports, that no matter what,
tomorrow,
they get moved around, but they always still have value. They may not be the guy that you want to sign to a 10-year deal, but a guy who always has value. Mike Sillinger was a great journeyman.
Mike Sillinger does say still talks about it, and he still holds the record, right? 12 NHL teams?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
He says 11 teams didn't want me, but 12 did. Sean Lemon would say the same thing. 13 teams didn't want me, but 14 did. That's the trade in the CFL. Brady watching from Saskatoon this morning on all-time number 50s, because this is show number 50. Brady writes in Corey Crawford, Jordan Binnington. So it's a goalie number.
Yeah.
And who is K.J. Wright? Should I know who K.J. Wright is? Why do I not? Oh, linebacker for the Seahawks. That explains it. I had down Jarrell Freeman, linebacker Sean Lee from America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and NBA's the Admiral, David Robinson. Stuff's going on all over me. You see, this is like bombs are going off. Over here, Scott says, I've got a case of the Mondays, and the only prescription is more RP show. So thank you. Andrew Green was quite upset with me the last time we spoke. Actually, the last couple times we spoke. He's like, how come he didn't tell me about this show? How come he didn't tell me? It started at a booze pool party. And then he showed up to do my television show at Access. And then he comes here this morning. He's like, why didn't you tell me about this show? Everybody's talking about it. It's the biggest thing. And you understand, because you've been with me every step of the journey.
Course.
I wasn't telling the world about this show. Because when it started, we didn't know what it was going to be.
Right.
We didn't. And now it's turned into, as our businessman Todd Gross says over there, Canada's most watched Facebook live show. They're talking about it all across the country. Our viewership's exploding. 1,000 more daily views than what we had last week. But that's why, Drew, I wasn't telling everybody, because I didn't know if it would even work. If anybody's been watching since show one, they would know We didn't know where this was going.
No. But we knew,
still don't.
No, but we knew it was going to be successful because we had all the great elements of success, right? We got the great people. We've got great partners and the history, you know, in the game and in sports and in this province. But yeah, it continues to just blow us away with the people who are interested. Who knew we were going to have this many people from Norway watching the show? That wasn't part of the business plan, but yet here we are. So now we're looking at travel agents who want to set up trips to Norway. They might be interested in this show.
That reminds me, by the way, I was with a Norwegian last night in Calgary. Funny how things happen. And he says, Rod, it's not crumb cake.
What?
It's krumkaka. That's the Norwegian dessert. It's not crumb cake. It's krumkaka, which does not sound very appetizing to me.
Let's go with crumb cake.
Can we keep it at crumb cake? And lutefisk. He actually said he's going to bring it in here, into the bunker.
That would be outstanding.
His family's of Norwegian descent. I'll say something else, too. We're wrapping it up here in overtime, but I'm driving through Calgary. I love Calgary. I went to college in Calgary. The goal was to always get back to Calgary, and that may still happen. And my cousins at the family reunion, they're like, do you ever envision a day that you're out here living in Calgary? I said, who knows? I live this one day at a time, right? You see my bracelet. Don't know. You never know.
Facebook is not exclusive to Saskatchewan.
No, people plan and God laughs. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I have.
So who knows? Maybe we'll end up in Calgary one day, but they are all still watching the show. But I'm driving in and out from their place to our hotel in downtown Calgary. And every day I'm going by this Hellard Field. Beautiful football facility, in which clearly it is an amateur football facility. And I get talking to my cousins. They're like, that's where all the big high school games are played. That's where all the big amateur games are. Ted Hellard, the former owner of the Stampeders, clearly funded this thing. It's a beautiful stadium. Talked about how football is so big in Calgary at the amateur level. And 20,000 and change showed up for the Battle of Alberta, Eskimos and Stampeders a couple weeks ago. It's not like they don't know that the Stampeders are there. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the BC Lions are playing in Vancouver. Why their people aren't going, I have no idea. And this attendance thing, while the CFL would prefer nobody talks about it, you got Lyle Bauer, the former president of both the Bombers and the Stampeders, always on Facebook. He's writing, where's the people? Where's the people? He's putting it on Facebook. So it's the elephant in the room that needs to be addressed. It's so much more cheaper than NHL tickets or NFL tickets. I guess it's they just got to work harder to get people into the stadiums. But it's not like they don't know what's going on. The Lions have been in Vancouver longer than the Canucks. The Stampeders have been in Calgary longer than the Flames. And the Argos have been in Toronto longer than anybody's been anywhere.
Yeah.
They're the oldest pro football franchise on the continent, probably in the world. You know, so for some reason, the numbers are actually the Argos are the only team in the CFL whose attendance is up this year.
Well, good news.
The only team.
Good news for Toronto. It's interesting because when you talk about attendance and when these teams and management try and figure out what's going on, they love to survey the fans. And it's a good idea. But you're asking the people who are already coming to the games. So that doesn't really work, right? Yeah. You have to put the boots on the ground and you have to figure out who's not coming and why they're not coming.
It's very hard to talk to those people.
It's very hard. I mean, just think about me in Montreal for the last week. There are so many things going on in the city at one time. It's hard to decide what you're going to do. I miss so many things that I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I wish I would have done that. I wish I could have got here. You only have so much time.
You didn't even go to the Rider game.
You only have so much money. No, we had planned to, and then the forecast came up, and so then we made other plans to watch the game. But yeah, like there's so many things going on in these places that, and that's not to mention all the things that you have back home, all the amenities you have at home now too. So, it's a big problem for sure.
I could just sit here and go through these Facebook comments all day. Oh, here's Trent in Norway. Trent writing in, Norway calling, but I'm back home in Canwood for a while with music gigs. You have my permission to say crumb cake. Okay. Thank you. From the Norwegian who's back visiting in Canada. Regarding show number 50, Jeff Marks writes in and says, Wayne Shaw, number 50, must have been mentioned. I tuned in late. Wayne Clamps Shaw. No, you're the first, Jeff, to mention him today. He is.
That's good. If you can get that in the overtime, yes, somebody new.
But of famous number, there are some more. Ray Jacobs, brother Jake, who sat in that chair here a few weeks ago, of Rider fame and Red Blacks fame and Lions and Stampeders. Jonas Gustafsson, number 50s. Yeah, a bigger number than we thought.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a very big number.
Shout out, Clark pointing out, shout out to fan of the show, Troy Koser, for finishing his 20th dose of radiation today and kicking cancer's ass. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going, Troy. I got this on for you. Cancer sucks, and I know he's going to beat this one. He's got the proper attitude, and he's strong and healthy, and he watches the show every day.
Those are all keys to success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything else?
I don't know. This has been great. I'm just happy to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back.
And let's go. It's going to be a great week.
I'm Thelma. He's Louise. We still can't remember which one is the hot one of the two, but it doesn't matter.
They're
a great duo. And I'm still waiting for the sequel on that one. Or did they die?
I don't know.
When they went off the cliff, I'm wondering, did they have a huge mattress at the bottom of the cliff? That's what I was hoping. They can't die here, can they? Okay, we're done. Show's over, Lynch. It's the Plaza of Honor week. Neil Hughes will be in later on. Today, if you missed it, Weston Dressler, who's bound for the Plaza, was with us. Kerry Joseph, thanks to those guys for tuning in, chiming in. Scott MacArthur of Rogers Radio, Fan 590 in Toronto, and also Mike Abu-Meshrick, Andrew Green, and you dupes. And, of course, the viewers and listeners, without you, there's no us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Facebook Live. Pew. Oh.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.